No, any center. No, no, no. Anything that's calling for your attention. I'm just saying it could be pain. It could be an ache. It could be any way that it lets you know, hey, I need some attention here. And when you each have that, just again, begin to share that with your partner. Okay? Just share with your partner the place and the sensations. All right, so just one moment here. Just finish up talking to your partner.
Okay, so just now you're going to begin to come to a close, and we're going to ask you to stand up again and walk around.
Wait a minute. First, they got to put them on their
body. Oh, put it on your body.
You know the routine. All right, everybody, here's the next step. The next step is the same thing we did last time, right? So you're going to place it, mine here is here. I'm going to place it on my heart. You're going to place it wherever it is on your body or the closest to it. And we're going to go and we're going to share and receive and see what the places that are being called for attention. So give yourself a few more minutes to see a few more places and find your way back to your seat. Where's your blue place, my dear? Okay. So slowly find your way back to your partner in your seat.
All right, back to your partner. We have another step. So slowly find your way back to your partner.
So slowly coming back to your seat, to your partner. All right, keep slowly finding your way back to your seat. So we want to be able to have some time to have you share what this experience was like. Okay. All right. So now we'd like to hear from some of you about what was this like to be able to identify a place that was calling for your attention and then to see what other places for other people and the sensations. As I was looking and reading them, you guys did great with the sensations about really being able to articulate what they were. And that's one of the key things about when we get in touch with our bodies. So a share. Anybody wants to share something?
So what I noticed is when we did the first part, in some ways that felt relatively easy. When it came to doing exposing pain, I felt more vulnerable and more timid and didn't want to move around as much. Yeah. So it's my right foot, and it feels tight and cramped, and there's a lot of sadness around it. And the sadness is the unmet need for softness. I want more softness in my world, and I want more flexibility in my world.
Yeah. Love what you're saying, because I had a very similar experience of exposing the pain, like what's hurting. So and it's interesting because we were both right ankle, right foot, but and heart. So
actually, I had a request, which I think is a pretty cool request. How many people in here did something about their feet for this one? Okay, so we have some feet on this one.
Okay.
All right. How many people did heart for this one? Okay. How many people did lungs or breath? We got a few of you. What else have we got out there? Okay, let's do the shoulders. How many shoulders we got? Whoa, we got a lot of shoulders. Okay, lower backs or backs? Whoa, we got a lot of lower backs. All right. Upper back, lower back, back. Okay. Did we miss any place? Jaw, ankle, throat, inner ear,
stomach.
Okay. Oh, stomachs, two over here. One over there. All right. We got some stomachs. Neck. Oh, right now, pain in the neck. Okay. Hold on. We got that.
When I came in and sat down, my right lower leg started to itch. And when I got up and moved to the side, it stopped.
Right. All right. So I want to take you on to the next step. We have two more steps, okay? So this next step is to listen to this place, okay? And see what its message is to you. So I want to ask you to go back in. Bring your attention to that place that is calling you and to the sensations that you felt there. And I want you to listen to those sensations, to that place in your body. And I want you to come up with a message. And it's a message from its state of being, such as, and I would like it in the I form. So if it's your lower back, it might be, I'm so tired, or I ache, I'm in pain, I'm bursting, and all those kinds of things. I'm full of sadness. I'm full and heavy. Whatever it is from its present state that it wants to tell you. And when you have that, you're going to take out the next color, which I believe is pink. And you can take all the others off. You can take all the other stickers off if you want. You don't have to. And then right on this one, again, the place and its message about its present state of being.
Can you clarify
this? Yes. So as you're with that place, say it's your back, your lower back, and you're with that sensation of the ache and the whatever. And as if that place had a voice. and it got to give you a message about how it is experiencing itself right now. I hurt. I'm tired. I'm bursting. I'm contracted. All right, so when you have that and you've written it, share with your partner. All right, so you know the next step, right? The next step is to get up, put it on your body, get up, and we'll walk around a little bit. All right, the same thing. So place it on your, wherever it is, and let's get up and walk around.
Yeah, so you're going to put it on that part of your body again, where you just put the last one, yeah.